Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Deep Thoughts. So the subject of 5G is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I did a bunch of research to really capture what is going on here. And I'm going to pull from one of my favorite channels on YouTube for some of this, and then we're going to review things. So I did an episode, which as soon as this one airs, I think it's in third season, called 5G Dangers. I'm going to retire that episode and replace it with this one. So there you go. There'll be a little hole in the normal episode flow. Here's the good news. Pretty much everything I told you is 100% accurate about 5G. But what I'm going to tell you today are the details underneath those dangers and point you in some places you can go to research stuff for yourself. Before we get into the technical breakdown of 5G, let's just review the climate of the idea of 5G just for a couple minutes here. So 5G is being pushed in every globalist country on planet Earth, and China is probably number one in the world of pushing 5G on their people. And once you hear its potential to control human beings, let alone the health risks, okay? It'll all make sense to you. Every European Union country is going to get a ton of it. But even in the old United States, the USA, our current president is pushing it. And technically speaking, we probably don't need it. Now, everything I've ever told you has been echoed in the most credible resources that I have bumped into. Because I kind of wanted to update it. I kind of want to update myself on what's going on here. But the cell phone is the single best, and I told you this 5 years ago.
Okay.
The cell phone is the single best surveillance system ever developed in world history. It's on the outside of the body. You carry it around, which means all the subdermal, you know, chipping the human being is totally unnecessary now. They don't need to push that ever, which is why it's disappeared. The subdermal systems are much more difficult to communicate with outside systems. It causes cancer exactly where it's inserted because of electromagnetic fields, even though it's, you know, milliamps. I guarantee you the scientist in Europe that put one in his body, he doesn't have it in his body anymore. Guarantee it. Now, 5G in your house means 5 gigahertz. 5G in cell phone means fifth generation. So, completely different concepts. You can survive 5G in your home much more safely than you can survive 4G or 5G. But there are more distinctions about this. The 2G and 3G lacked the frequency capability and amplitude to go into your flesh and penetrate your skull. The 4G and 5G walks right into your brain. 5G is developed at three different levels: low band, medium band, and high band. Currently, the implementations around the world are mainly aimed at mid band because low band is going to be generally a tiny upgrade from 4G. And of course, as they're selling you this big upgrade, they need it to be a big pop in download capabilities, right? High band with 5G is very rare at this point, and they're still developing and they're still working on it. But it's going to be way, way higher than the previous technologies. The low band, medium band, and high band are orders of 10 typically in capability spectrum of broadcasting signal to your house. Remember when I told you that 5G was a centimeter in my previous video, if you saw it? Turns out that's just medium band. That high band is a millimeter. Well, it's an order of 10 metric system. So your low band 5G is 10 centimeters. So why do we want this, you know? Well, why do we carry around surveillance devices? Cameras on both sides. Many cell phones, like the iPhone models, you can't even open them up to turn them off. They're always on. And as long as there's just an infinitesimal amount of power in them, things can happen on your phone that are way beyond your permission envelope. The cell phone manufacturers are in cahoots with the software developers, as well as the carriers themselves that provide the signal. When Mark Zuckerberg goes into the Senate hearing about his technology and has to admit that even after you uninstall Facebook, the listening loop kernel software is still on your phone. I believe he also admitted that they do listen to the microphone, even when the app's not running, to harvest keywords to make sure when you do launch the phone and go back into Facebook, they can give you advertising that matches your conversation. Oh my gosh, I just talked about needing a new TV and poof, there's a little ad for a TV. Isn't that amazing? And that's what people were worried about initially, but they don't really take it the next step, which is to say, what if they're trying to track all kinds of other metrics? Whether or not you're awake, you know, certain keywords. You say the Federal Reserve, say 9/11. You say false flag, you say crisis actor. All those things will be harvested up to make you an enemy of a corrupt state. And given the everlasting flaw of our genetic capabilities at this point to be anything but a computer, meaning we have greed, we have lust, we have, you know, think about the human body for 1 second. Without any cell phone technology on it, if you are, you know, win the luck of the draw, you're born healthy, and then you stay healthy up to a point, and then as you ingest more and more processed foods and you're exposed to all kinds of electromagnetic radiation, you got dirty planes in the sky dropping clouds, you get more and more sick, toxically. Then, about 40, you start noticing the faculties of your body start to fall apart, maybe through toxins. Maybe just you lose your eyesight a little bit as you get into your 40s. You start getting aches and pains or whatever it might be. And then any congenital problems, meaning birth defects that take a long time to happen, like a heart problem or some other issue, it's going to eventually manifest over 50, 60 years, and it will start to be maybe one of your causes of death if you don't change your habits and take into account what would counteract that congenital problem. Okay. That's without cell phones. That's our life right now. Now, maybe you're like, hey, I live in the Ozarks. I live in a rural community where cell phone reception is horrible. I eat all organic food that I grow. I have a greenhouse over it so it doesn't get aluminum oxide, barium oxide, and strontium out of these planes. I've got a copper Faraday cage inside my house, so I don't get any outside waves that I don't want. So then you're only facing your natural deterioration over time. Stress is also an issue, so you have to keep that out of your life as well, which means you have to be mentally balanced. You can have no stress for two reasons. Ignorance is bliss, stressless life, which if you can pull it off. You would be watching this show if that was your makeup. Or you're like us, where you believe that truth with a capital T, no matter how harsh, how crazy it might be, you're going to listen to all stories, make your deductions, and still fall asleep. And you might sleep a little deeper because just having the truth was a relief in the first place. Okay, so let's dive into some technology here. In 1967, the DOD conducted an experiment, I think under the guise of the Project Bazaar, which has been partly declassified, where they studied the effects of microwaves, or, you know, these ultra-high frequencies against the human body, and they were able to isolate in 1967 four different states of mental change, ranging from being super docile to feeling drunk. And I'm going to link in the description below a great video that has where I got a lot of this information. So I'm going to give the guy some credit. I can't remember how to say his name. It's just a really crazy channel. But the guy is a good source. Brilliant dude. So it's been 53 years since that experiment was conducted. So what did the inside of a television look like in 1967? It had big tubes in it. Big giant capacitors look like little M80s. We weren't down to an integrated circuit level. We certainly didn't have miniaturized circuitry. And now we do. Alrighty. What was the corruption level of the United States government in 1967? It's a decade where they killed 4 people in 5 years. John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy. And those are just the big ones. So it was pretty damn corrupt back in 1967. Would you say that we are less corrupt today or more corrupt today? Ooh, I don't even have to stress the answer. You know the answer. Okay. I use an app on my Android, which is actually very powerful. I believe it's called Brain FM, brain.fm. And this is going to help you understand the 5G technology. So bear with me for a second. What's really cool about this app, and it was brought to me by a friend of mine up in the northern North Bay, San Francisco area, really San Jose area. Very accomplished dude. He said he uses this app to calm down because he's very ADHD, ADD, and this is what he'll tell you to your face. And he said he started using this, and he goes, well, you know, it plays music into your ear based on what state of mind you want to be in. And I said, okay, well, that's, how's it work? And, you know, because I've got all kinds of different things that are promised to make me go to bed or whatever, have a better nap or something. He goes, this one's completely different. What this one does, and this is actually a fine technology use for your brain because it's using your natural hearing frequencies and not some super penetrating frequency. You get a nice set of headphones, okay? And what it does is it plays two different frequencies in each ear with music kind of centered in the middle of your head. And what they found out was that in order to create a state change in the mind, they create a harmonic between two different frequencies. And it's that harmonic that creates the change inside your head. Very interesting. Well, the DOD came up with a name for their technology because they also too figured out a harmonic state change technology with their broadcasting waves at the human brain. It's called harmonic sympathy. You can look it up because they've written about it. And it's part of this output from Project Bazaar. Now, remember I told you that 5G has got a low band, a medium band, and a high band. Apparently, when you read about harmonic sympathy, you would recognize that the bandwidths at which low and high operate can start creating this weapon they created back in 1967, except at a much more efficient rate. But did you know that once you buy a 5G telephone, this is what I just learned. Makes complete and utter sense. Even though your phone runs on milliamps because all the components in the phone are so teeny tiny, they don't need much in the way of amperage to move the electrons to create the logic and the circuit. With a 5G phone held up to your head or within proximity of the poles that come out of the phone, they can also create this harmonic sympathy out of your phone without the receiver on the other end participating in the situation. Now, I think most of you know by now, but if you don't, in case this is the first time you've ever seen this show and you certainly didn't catch the other show, cell phone technology creates tumors in the human body, and it creates tumors wherever you store it routinely in your body. So ladies, if you think it's real cool to store your cell phone in your sports bra while you're running down the street so you can listen to your favorite song, you are going to get cancerous cells inside your breast exactly where the phone is. My kid, who went to college for chemistry, she thought, you know, maybe her dad's crazy. So she ended up doing a report on this. She found the actual MRIs of the human body in the shape of cell phones and women's breasts and became a believer instantaneously. But the two other places that you get cell phone cancer is over the ear of the predominant ear you use to take a phone call and the salivary gland in your jaw on the predominant side of your head that you take a phone call. I can't name the actress for just sensitivity reasons, but there's a ultra famous, legendary, very respectable actress in Hollywood whose niece came down with a batch of tumors, I think, over her left ear. And they were benign, thank God. So they did a little surgery and got them out of the head. Thank God the skull was protecting the rest of the body from it really metastasizing, going around the body. But after the surgery, which was very quick, comparatively speaking, she was sitting up in bed and the family was in the room during the recovery process, coming off her painkillers and anesthesia and all that. And they finally said, you know, well, what we want to know is how did she get this? She's so young. Apparently, I think she was in her 20s. And the doctor just looked at her and said, well, make a phone call. She goes, what? He goes, make a phone call right now. And so she picks up her phone and does one of these. And he goes, that's exactly how you got it. And they said, well, how does that work? And he says, well, the power supply inside the phone that creates the magnetic pole around the phone in order to create an antenna. It's a virtual antenna. It goes around the phone. The cell phone tower interrupts that pole to create an on-off null state for the data stream. He says that stuff is going into your skull, especially when you hold it really close to your head. Now, if you got a headset and you keep it away from your body, you're going to do much better. But anytime you've got that phone on your body, even if you have a headset, the phone next to your body is still doing its job. The further you're away from the cellular tower at any moment, especially if you have like one bar, which you know it happens all the time, all day long, the pole around the phone can be four times the size of the phone. And a lot of people misunderstand what four times means. When you have 1080p television, you go to a 2K television, that's four 1080p's. When you go from 1080p to 4K, okay, well, it's four times four. It's 16 1080p phones. So when I say it's four times the amount, it's a big giant pole around your phone. If you think that's tinfoil hat, well, there was a guy that actually created an app in the App Store before Steve Jobs died, I think around 2010. And he got his app thrown out of the store because his app simulated by looking at the voltage drop in the phone, aka the amount of power being consumed by the circuitry in the phone, he drew a picture around a virtual phone on the screen to show you how big the pole was at any one point in time so that you could be more safe with the phone. He got rejected. He petitioned to Steve Jobs, said, hey man, what's going on? All I'm doing is informing them about how the phone works, not accusing anyone of anything. And Steve Jobs replied, not interested. Probably one of the most nefarious above board things that the beloved Steve Jobs ever got involved in. Salivary gland cancer. Well, I don't know if Ebert used a cell phone much, but that gentleman from Siskel and Ebert, the movie review show from the 70s and 80s, he died without a lower jaw because he had salivary cancer that ate up his face underneath the bone level. Adam Yauch from Beastie Boys died of salivary cancer right here in his lower left jaw. Yeah, it's not conclusive, but I'm sure that being wealthy, you would have a phone the second that everybody could have one. And because he's a mover and a shaker in the music industry, I'm sure people were ringing him off the hook. And they never told us that this stuff was dangerous, just like cigarettes being prescribed by doctors back in the 50s of the last century. So once the high frequency 5G is implemented, which apparently if they have installed, let's say, these transmitters all around your neighborhood, and let's remember at a medium bandwidth of 5G, you get down to a centimeter, which is what my last episode was all about. The problem is it doesn't go through walls very easily. It's like FM radio versus AM radio. For those of you who remember listening to those bandwidths, you could drive in a tunnel with AM on and you would still get a little crusty, but you could still hear the radio. You drive into the tunnel with FM and it goes away because it's a tighter band. It can't wiggle its way into the tunnel. So 5G has a massive connectivity issue, and their solution to this problem, which is going to be fascinating for a lot of homes that have, you know, an air conditioning heating system between you and the transmitter, or a water heater between you and the transmitter in your neighborhood. That's why they need one 30 feet down, hitting you from the other angle. On average, the average human being in this world living in a metropolitan area in your bed will be hit by anywhere from 3 to 10 of these things per second. Probably by nanosecond, right? Keep that in mind as you realize you have no choice. These polluting systems are being put in your neighborhood. They're poisoning your body. And we're going to get into some biological issues here. They're polluting your body and you have no choice. Now, if I told you that your tap water wasn't good enough to drink, or you decided that whatever's in your tap water you don't want to consume, you can have alternatives. Even if you look out and you realize planes don't normally leave trails in the sky that last all day and turn into clouds, and you decide to stay in, you'd be in most of the year, but at least you could, I don't know, wear a filter or something over your mouth if you really want to be paranoid about it. All right. But there is nothing you can do about cell phone towers disturbing the human body. And as of 4G, we've got biological problems that are manifesting like crazy. So they're going to dump these 5Gs about every 50 to 100 feet and down your street. It depends. It depends on how your street's configured, how your houses are configured, whether they're way up or way down. They're going to have different strategies for the, you know, penetration of your home with these things. They'll be medium and low band initially, but they were brilliant. They designed them to be upgraded very easily with a little printed circuit board replacement, and they'll get high band right away. Pennies on the dollar. High band is going to go from 20 gigahertz all the way up to 100 gigahertz. Giga is a billion. Remember, the world's natural hertz is about 9. Just 9. The number 9, okay? During electrical storm, like I said recently, 30. Not even 100. And these towers are currently barfing out billions. The 5G network at your house, which stands for gigahertz, is at 5 billion hertz. Okay, do some math, right? Wonder why you can't sleep? Wonder why you're real nervous or have anxiety? Well, just do some math, right? Some people are more sensitive than others. Depending on where you put your router in your house, you could drive yourself nuts if you're like, man, I want that router right next to my bed at night because I want the fastest bandwidth. And you know what's funny is, in my home, when I first moved here, they dropped the router in my bedroom. It's like they go for your bedroom as if there's no other choice. And what's stupid is the wire drops on the other side of the house and it piggybacks this other wire onto my house. So they dragged it across the edge of my house all the way back to the back room and punched a hole in the wall and put it there. So several years ago when I had it replaced, I said, no. I don't want this bullshit of taking it down there. I said, drop it right through the roof in there. The guy wouldn't do it. He punched a hole into the attic and took the line all the way down to the other side of the house and dropped it behind my TV. Now, the wire itself doesn't cause a problem. It's just power, just signal. It's all shielded. You don't have to worry about it. But it makes me wonder if they just have this thing, just put it in the bedroom. Why? What works better in the bedroom? It doesn't. It's just it'll work better on you in the bedroom. So once high is implemented, which will probably be 2 to 5 years from now, again, today is the day to act on this. Today is the day to go, I don't want this shit in my neighborhood. Sorry, neighbor, you can't download a 4K movie in 8 seconds, which is what high will do for you. Medium, just multiply that times 4. Imagine that. Super duper high definition 4K movie, which a lot of DVDs only have 2K, or Blu-rays, I should say. Okay, so you can get down that whole thing. And what is it, 40 gigabits or something like that? That's mega fast, man. So someone who feels like they need the technology to get the movie real fast, they're going to petition for it. And sadly, that'll be the 51%. But the modulation of the high and the low together of the 5G antenna creates this harmonic sympathy spectrum. Ah, this is what I've been telling you guys forever. They can give you these obtuse emotions. The one that they really love is they can zombify you, right? As this other guy says, they make you docile, complicit. You can't fight back. Imagine that. Imagine that. Donald Trump is going to make sure 5G is all over the nation at medium to low. He's going to drop out of office. Let's say he drops out of office in 2024. Whoever gets in there next is getting told by the industries, oh my God, this is going to drive trillions of dollars of revenue in GDP, which is going to drive up the economy, drive up the stock market. As soon as we flip these babies over to high. And then, what have they been trying to do? I'm just going to take you down a scenario real quick before we get into the biological threats, other than making you docile, right? It boils the mitochondria in your cell if it gets really intense on your body, meaning the clear part in your cell, right? They have been wanting to take away our guns forever, ever and ever. But what stops them? Well, a billion guns in the United States of America is keeping the entire world safe. Now, there's a billion guns in other locations, but they're all under tyrannical leaders, kings, crown princes, warlords in jungles, and drug lords and other things. So those don't count because they belong to nefarious people. But you know, you've heard me lament or wax poetic about, you know, what I would do if someone tries to take my guns and go talk to any American on planet Earth. So what would happen if the police try to take your guns, the military try to take your guns? Where you're like, well, every bullet I have is going to be expended. And then when I guess it's over, they'll probably kill me and take my guns. Or they lose. Got a bunch of, you know, militias ready to go if that happens. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So let's fast forward 5 years. Trump's gone. No matter what, Trump's gone. And everybody has these, you know, these notions that everyone's going to be pure as the winter snow after he leaves because he's going to clean out the swamp and all that kind of stuff. Remember, nefarious people never stop pushing. Ever, ever, ever. If I told the deep state, I said, look, okay, in 5 years, don't worry about it. Just totally relax. Just go take a poop for 5 years, okay? In 5 years, you're going to be able to take over the entire world. Are you good? Can you make the economy come back? Can you get rid of this stupid virus going around? They would nod their head in 2 seconds. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got it. Yeah, we will. We'll watch the stock market tomorrow morning. We'll put a couple $1 trillion in there and we'll bounce it back and we'll tell everyone to relax and we'll tell all those corporations that we control to buy, buy, buy. Tell banks to give out 0% loans. Hell, we forgive everyone's credit cards. Blah, blah, blah. All right. High bandwidth internet is everywhere. They know that people are going to be probably prone culturally to fight the government. Deep South, Montana, Texas, Utah, every place they think there's a little supercell of people. Orange County, California, boy, it's going to have a ton of these things because It's not, do you have a gun in your house? It's how many do you have, you know? And the day they want to pull this off, oh, they'll create some event, something. They just broadcast it at your house and they can do it strategically. Okay. Hit the 1200 block of Huntington Beach. Okay. Okay, you're right. You're good to go. Okay. And they start knocking on the doors, and everybody's incapable of answering the door. That's how wiped out they are mentally. They're sitting on their sofa. It's almost like a Twilight Zone where someone pushed the little stopwatch. Everybody stopped. They don't kick in the doors necessarily. Maybe they would. Why create the mess? Just little master key locks. Just open everything up. Walk in. You know that they've registered their gun. But even if they haven't, you got little, you know, metal detectors. Whatever the process is. All right, next block. Turn off that one. Everyone's like, whoa, what's going on? You know, and poof, your guns are gone. Get all angry all you want. You're going to have to drive your car into people. That's how powerful this whole thing is. Now, that's just assuming that the only emotions they can give us are those basic ones. All right. What if they want you to be chaotic and fearful? If any of you have ever seen the movie Jacob's Ladder, it was about the fact that the United States government tested a drug on soldiers in Vietnam to make them killing machines. And unfortunately, right after I think it was weed that they smoked that was laced with this stuff, they killed each other. I read the book about the screenplay written by the guy who wrote the screenplay, and he insinuated heavily that was based on a real event. Maybe some of you know about that. I don't. So mind control is well within the 5G territory. Now, the other thing that's a concern, because I've heard the 5G as the extinction event, which is obviously right in line with Agenda 2030. I guess Agenda 21, or it's as it's been renamed, Agenda 2030, is about a world that has 97% of the world erased off the face of the planet, dead. Okay. So what if, as a part of this high bandwidth, or even the high bandwidth with low bandwidth modulation, they're able to send a kill signal? Everybody who gets hit by this dies. Whoever manages to be in a basement at the time, they just pick you off. No problem. Just blap, blap, you're dead. Okay. Next. They could have Boston Dynamic robots do all the cleanup. And all they do is they outfit a robot with a nice sensor spectrum array on the head, which is you can see one of those in episode 2 of Westworld season 3. And it basically just looks at homes and sees heat patterns moving around. You know, what if they did the kill switch at 8 p.m.? Oh, we'd probably do it at 2 a.m. Probably 2 a.m. Pow. Okay, so 96% of the neighborhood dies. And then they send the robots in an hour or two. And why do that? Because human bodies will be cold after they're dead. Okay, so then they look around at human size heat patterns inside homes moving around. It's not a washing machine or an oven or a dryer on, because that's got a certain shape. So the robot just cancels that out through pattern recognition. Through just basic AI, it knows, okay, kick that door down, shoot, or just shoot, because maybe you have a 60 caliber rifle or even more. It goes right to the house and you're dead. Once they see the figure fall, next house. Clean out. Now, that might sound extreme, but then again, are these people casual deep staters? Do they do casual things? Okay, how many school massacres do you have to see? How many mall massacres do you have to see to understand that these people play for keeps? How many 9/11s do you have to see? How many coronaviruses do you have to see? So current 4G technology has been documented as being a health threat to human beings. Again, France, a year ago, if not a year and a half ago, said that they were pulling all cell phone towers out from around schools because they realized that since they were installed, children had aptitude problems. Their scores went down. A lot of reports of sort of ADD, ADHD behavior. And so they were supposed to be pulling them all out of the areas and then going all wired Ethernet for any computer lab or anything that needed connectivity, the office spaces or whatever. Okay. Now, ever since technology like this came out, scientists, I believe in the two reports were in Australia. A couple different cell phone manufacturers actually had some reports that got out in Europe. I think it was Nokia's group released a report as well, where they had figured out that this was fully capable, okay, of eventually creating mind control technology. Inside the cell phone manual, that's, I guess, a software manual inside of our telephones, which none of us have ever seen. It must be down inside the, you know, settings, information, and it's probably 50 layers deep to get to it. They have said to you in the manual, keep the phone at least 3/4 of an inch away from your head, which is about 2.5 centimeters. Okay. Nobody does it. Nobody even knows that warning's in there. I have a very close friend of mine who lost his wife to breast cancer, and she just happened to jog with one exactly over her left breast where she got the first diagnosis. And the doctor said, oh, it's nothing. Didn't get a biopsy on it. And then a year later, she got the cancer diagnosis. And I think 3 or 4 years later, she died in her house. Way before her time. But now, I've said this thing very recently so many times that the average listener of the show will be bored of hearing it again. I would say that if you haven't repeated it to someone else, then you need to hear it again. But the Journal of American Medicine has published the connection between diabetes and cell phone 4G. It has to do with the metabolism. I shouldn't say metabolism. It has to do with the marriage of insulin with sugar molecules in your body. So very quickly, diabetes is obviously a situation where you don't manufacture enough insulin to process sugar. But a lot of times you just go, what is that, right? Well, yours truly and my game company, we had a client for 4 years called Diabetes Games, and we had to make video games that taught diabetes patients about their conditions and all this other stuff. So I got a really amazing long-term crash course because I had to make games around the mechanics of diabetes. They no longer are in business, unfortunately. Sugar cannot enter a human cell by itself. The human cell thinks it's a foreign entity and will not allow it in. But it likes insulin. Insulin has the key, you know, the password to the speakeasy, right? And so insulin's job is to surround a sugar molecule and smuggle it into the cell so that it can be used as energy. It's a beautiful process that works most of the time. Okay. A 4G tower currently has the capability of penetrating your body when you're eating sugar. And it will, because it's a vibrating frequency, right? It goes up and down like a sine cosine wave. It can infiltrate your body. And as the insulin is releasing into your bloodstream to capture the sugar, to push it into your cells, it misses the sugar molecule. Its marriage process of like, hey, let me wrap around you, doesn't happen. Again, I always tell you, it's like someone shaking your elbow when you're trying to eat food. You spill all the food out of your, off your fork or spoon, right? Same exact concept. So diabetes is on the rise in the modern world because of 4G technology. But where's the, 5 o'clock news on this? It is utterly and completely suppressed. And why? Because the intelligence agencies around the world make sweet love to 4G technology every day. They think they're lucky stars. We're all carrying around our surveillance devices with us. I mean, think about it. Has cell phones really improved your life that much? I would say on average, you angst every minute that you laugh. Right? So you have spent 50% of your time. This is if you're lucky, if you don't have a Twitter account. You spend 50% of your time laughing at a meme and 50% of the time arguing about something online or having angst that you haven't proven to the world that your life is actually way better than it really is. All those syrupy, crappy pure sugar ways of communicating with the world. The less friends you have in real life, the more virtual friends you want online. Now, sometimes it can, you know, definitely yield some beautiful things. Trust me, I understand. But at the expense of your longevity, it's sort of sad. Now, the other one is just electromagnetic fields in general. If it wasn't on planet Earth in 1800, the year 1800, that precedes telegram technology, right? If it didn't exist in 1800, it should not exist today in terms of anything that you're exposed to that you do not have the ability to immediately stop. Now, we had other problems back in 1800, but you know, some of that's just us growing up and realizing that, you know, bacteria is and viruses and all that other kind of stuff, just being relaxed about, you know, or getting good at sanitation and that sort of thing. But today, we just swim in it, don't we? It's amazing we're still alive to this day with as much crap that's going on. But, you know, if you go up against the power industry, you say, look, I think those high tension towers behind my house is responsible for me having leukemia. Who are you going to sue? You're going to walk in Joe the plumber and sue PG&E, Edison? They'll stomp you like a little fly. They'll buy that judge, a jury, whatever the hell they want, if you could even get the case heard. So right now you're up against juggernauts and you're going to lose. But leukemia, birth defects, hypertension, all kinds of stuff can be the result of getting utterly enamored by this wave technology. In 2020, as of right now, which is I think March 28th at this point, we have seen the power and intent and extent of which the deep state will go. I think everyone in their country, whatever country you live in, even if you're mildly awake to the nefarious factions that seem to launch something on a particular day and the whole world panics about it or what have you, the news across the world says the same exact words, you know. So a news reporter in the BBC, India, New York, LA, Sydney, Japan will all say the same words in their respective languages because they've all been given it from a central location. That should show you that there's a cabal to control your perception of reality, right? The deep state shills that are currently trying to exploit this corona thing, and I hate to put the corona thing in here, but it'll be a piece of history that we're all going to know, so it's not a deal breaker for an episode staying in here forever. But what have we seen? We have been told them, you know, one side of their mouth, everyone's dying and the whole world's going to, you know, lose like 50% of the population. So change, change, change. Get inside your house. Lock yourself in. Tyranny, tyranny, tyranny. And then the other side of their mouth, they're like, we have governors in the United States of America that have refused patients the ability to get the malaria drug that utterly kicks this thing's ass. Why? Because they want it to spread. They want people to get sick. They don't want to have their state go off the statistics of we got more bodies with corona toe tags on them. They have a goal. In the United States Senate, in the last 7 days, they tried to smuggle in complete Agenda 21 deep state, Green New Deals, and amnesty for, you know, 13 million illegal people in this country because they're trying to throw a vote. They want mail-in vote capabilities so they can throw the vote. They are pushing hardcore right now. Hardcore. You have to understand that every single one of us, especially those of us making nice dissenting episodes on YouTube, but every single one of you that comments anywhere, that, you know, you can comment in two different ways on something, right? Electronically, you can get into some, I don't know, the comments underneath an article, for instance. You can be in a forum somewhere, or you could simply send an email from one person to another, your mother, your brother, your sister. You could be texting. Is this really real? I think it's a hoax. You can go back and forth. If this world switches over to a deep state run organization, all this stuff is going to be harvested, and it'll just be one person after another being disappeared, just like they do in so many countries around the world. That stuff happens every single day. You know, they track all these statistics about how many people die of normal flu versus regular flu versus alcoholism, heart disease, drug use, or whatever, right? The one statistic you don't see very often is how many people vanish off the surface of the earth due to political dissent. Going to some North Korean prison. The Philippines, you can disappear. A bunch of countries in Africa, you can disappear. And the people will tell you. Now, you might think, okay, here's what we need to do. We're going to form a big, giant petition online, right? Anytime I see a petition online, I'll warn you. It's a harvest mechanism for dissent. I signed that petition against this. I signed this petition against that. All you did was you gave the government and these corporations your name. And now you're a target by those folks for the rest of your life. Remember that Facebook sold all of your information. And when I say all of your information, I mean every private chat you've ever had with someone. We know for a fact that spouses are cheating on their spouses because they'll send inappropriate pictures of themselves. They'll be chatting with someone and, oh, I love you and blah, 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 but they're married. You know, I'm sorry. I feel like such a whore. You know, I feel like such a dick. I'm cheating on my wife or whatever, right? All those photographs, all those private text messages, and everything you've ever posted on Facebook was sold to Cambridge Analytics. And guess what? They can sell it to whoever they want to. And at some future point, you could have some weird guy knock on your door, send you an email, and say, it's just like a Black Mirror episode. They can show you a picture that you sent somebody and say, okay, if you don't give me $100,000 in cash by tomorrow, this is going to your wife. This is going to your husband. It's going to your boss. All because Mark Zuckerberg sold everybody out. Unreal, right? So this is the climate that we live in. Harmonic sympathy. It's a real thing. It was really explored. It was really weaponized. And, you know, as this other guy said, you know, waterboarding exists, right? So you can weaponize water, you know, you can drown somebody, you can do whatever you want with technology. But this stuff, when it becomes absolutely a decision to use it in a different way, you're already bathed in these frequencies, right? So they can use it in a different way, and you're all of a sudden paralyzed in your house, you're dead. What we don't know, okay, because who would do the clinical studies on this? I mean, you'd have to use it on animals of some sort, but it's not even fair to the animals, right? But you know that you as an adult, you have a fully formed skull. It's hard. It's bone tissue, right? And so it has a little bit of resilience. Now, again, 4G and 5G can penetrate your skull right now. Low, medium, or high. It all goes inside your head. But what if you had a baby? What if you had a baby? Well, we know that the bone tissue in a child is pretty spongy, especially in the skull region as the three plates are coming together. That's why they have a little soft spot on the top of their heads, right? Which has got to be one of the freakiest things ever. Okay. How does cancer work? I mean, in its full cycle, there's a few things I always remind people about. It's like cancer leaves no receipt behind. So you could be eating some toxic food, aspartame, margarine, all kinds of other substitute stuff because you're trying to be healthy. And everywhere, every time you walk away from organic foods, you're getting more and more sick. It's just the way it is. You know, it's one of these things of like people who order Diet Coke. I mean, it just gags me every time I hear someone, Diet Coke, and look over. It's like some 17-year-old girl who's perfectly fit. And it's like, just eat sugar, would you? If you really need a soda right now, just do the sugar. Because guess what? You put on 10 pounds, you can go on a diet and get rid of 10 pounds. But you get a baseball-sized tumor right next to your heart or inside your brain. Shit, man. You don't need a marble size. Fuck, man. You only need like a, I don't know. Between a marble and a BB-sized tumor, pushing out a few glands inside your brain, and you're going to become some stone-cold killer. Let alone the lethal nature of it killing you in the end. So you can lose fat, but it's much more difficult to lose the cancer because of all the stress that's on your body. So a big class action lawsuit, some petition against this sort of technology. The only way, and with a president that says that we should have it, and believe me, if we switch presidents, it's only going to get worse. It's going to start going high band, and it'll be a weapon for sure. Okay, so it's coming. The White House likes it. Oh, believe me, the intelligence agencies love it. The DOD loves it. And every equivalent of those organizations in your countries love it. You're talking about handing over the keys to your brain. Wow. I'm going to throw you some possibilities just to illustrate how bad this can go. Now, I talked about them zombifying you and stealing your guns. Well, that's the end game. That's the fucking end game. Once America can't come and dig you out of a tyrannical tiptoe problem, it's over. It's totally over. It became apparent in some around the Snowden defection time frame. Remember, Snowden thinks the CIA is good and the NSA is bad. It's because the CIA was extremely corrupted and wanted to knock out their only opponent, who's the bigger guy on the block, which is the NSA. And so they sent him out to defame the NSA. Now, we also had a fucked up FISA court that was allowing, you know, spying on a presidential candidate illegally through this fake dossier and all that stuff. So that's just heinous illegal behavior, treasonous behavior. But it became apparent around the time that Snowden was talking about the surveillance software that exists, that agents were documented, let's just say, as using the spy software to look into your homes, to look into your photographs, to look in, I mean, perusing your telephone, any television that had a video camera on it, any computer that had a video camera on it, your cell phone, which has one front and back, right? They would walk into celebrity telephones and steal all their photos and then distribute them just to kind of say, look what I can do. And isn't this guy or this girl, usually always girls, you know, she deserves it sort of thing, right? But you had guys that were addicted in the intelligence consulting agencies to looking at other people's stuff illegally. All right. So now you give them the keys, these consulting firms, right? It's just like you and I working for some place. We've got a nothing life, so we have full blown. We pass all the security clearances. We go way up. And then they give us the keys to everyone's brains because that's what the software allows. So you're thinking, okay, some crazy dude at the right hour, he can find out if everyone's asleep or awake. And if he finds a little neighborhood where everyone's asleep, no one even notices this happens. He just sends out the signal to paralyze them. Goes into their house. Takes advantage of them. And leaves. I mean, puts a ski mask on. Who knows? Who cares? Maybe they don't even have the ability to remember what happened to them. Time disappears. Boy, you have some aches and pains when you wake up in the morning. This is why you could never, ever, ever buy into this bullshit. Especially that Kennedy said in his 61 speech where he talked about secret society, he said to us right there that they are going to say that they need to do something for the sake of national security, which is the oldest trick in the book. Again, Picard called it out one of the Star Treks in the early 90s. He says, oh yes, you're going to say that you need national security provisions, install technology, install surveillance, stall control mechanisms, and tyranny grows until it becomes the only game in town. Now, I've been talking about North Korea a lot because I've been doing a lot of like North Korean documentaries. Eventually, every one of us will go through that little phase. But since I'm at home most of the time now because of the climate we're in, because no businesses are open to do anything else with. If you get to the point where you start seeing some of these documentaries where they ask people questions about the outside world. Okay. They don't think the outside world really exists. They know China exists and South Korea because they're border countries. Outside of that, they think that they're the number one strength in the world. They have to, they get awakened every day at 6 a.m. to speakers that play this really bizarre track. It, I guess, was recorded almost 50 years ago. It wakes everyone up in the morning, and there's radios in people's homes that you can't shut off. You can only turn them down. And all day long on those radios is propaganda. They are forced to believe that the Kim family is essentially a supernatural family with supernatural capabilities. Kim Il-sung, the grandfather that the Kim Jong-un, if you read the documentation about the guy, they said that he was like teleporting around the world in North Korea, fighting the Americans. That's how he single-handedly beat the Americans personally. It wasn't his troops. They just provide a little bit of backup, but he was teleporting around and beating the Americans. That's what they're forced to believe. And yet they can't get meals every single day. One of the kids that defected to South Korea, he said, you know, I kind of like all the stuff that's around me, but he goes, all I care about is eating three times a day. He goes, that's the only thing I think about. And this kid was tortured. His mother was killed in front of him. His uncle was killed in front of him. Like in front of him as a little boy, he got to see this traumatic stuff, and he was tortured beyond your wildest dreams, man. And he's like, pulls up his shirt. He's got his back is all burned. He's got all kinds of stab wounds and all kinds of stuff. And the guy makes Freddy Krueger look like, you know, Mother Teresa in terms of bodily injury. So what's interesting is that if you bring these cautions to your friends and family, they will, one, not believe in the technology. Two, that it can do anything wrong. Two, that your government would never do anything wrong because it hasn't happened yet, right? They don't know anything about Agenda 21, which, again, in America, it's a conspiracy. In Europe, it is something they meet about every year with giant summits every decade. But I can almost assure you now the meetings are getting really intense. Who would have ever thought that Bill Gates and the Johns Hopkins Foundation would have done a 3-week multi-million-dollar simulation of the coronavirus killing 65 million people in the world 3 weeks before the coronavirus was acknowledged by China? I mean, where are the cops? Where are the arrests? You know, I mean, think about it. If I'm trying to give you an analogy that it's just, you could do a little town analogy, but let me give you a big one. Some think tank in New York City simulates, August 2001 of a terrorist attack where planes are thrown at the World Trade Centers. One hits the Pentagon. Fourth one goes, I don't know where. Maybe the White House or something. But every single thing that happens on 9/11, they absolutely simulate in the month preceding 9/11. And then they publish a bunch of YouTube videos of the simulation. And then that thing happens a month later. You mean to tell me if this country wasn't nefarious to the fucking bone that the CIA, the FBI, the New York PD... wouldn't go in to find every single one of the people that ran the simulation the month before that accurately predicts what happens the month after? Now, thank God we're not going to lose 65 million people. At least we don't think so. But brace yourself, you know. Again, one of the worst scenarios, and I'm starting to see indicators where potential candidates for president are making predictions that something bad is going to happen, like some other virus is going to get loose and take a bunch of people out. As if what they want to be able to do in November is say, see, your current president tried to get the country back on track too soon. I knew because the deep state told me so that they're going to drop this big one. So I did a big I told you so, bunch of tweets, whatever. And now I get to stand up for your election and take it away from the current dude because this was all orchestrated in the first place. Now, what could you do? This all relates to the climate that we're in that backs up the concerns about 5G being used in a nefarious way. All right. And again, supposedly just using high band by itself, even though it's got its biological problems with diabetes and stuff, which might be even worse. I mean, all of us can be diabetic in a day once they turn these high band, high frequency ones on. Medium can do it to all 5G can do it to you. Okay. Just, you know, can make you diabetic very quickly. Your age and your body and all that stuff is factored in, of course. How much you eat sugar in the first place is an issue, but most things in your body metabolizes into sugar. Carbohydrates are sugar, complex sugar, sugar, sugar. Fat never becomes a sugar, but it harbors sugar in your system. But let's go back to our analogy. They simulate 9/11 a month before it occurs. Then 9/11 occurs. Okay. So now you have a cause and effect model. I mean, you should move in right away. I mean, in August, they should go, this is going on for 3 weeks. You paid millions and millions of dollars to fake, you know, news feeds and radio broadcasts and presidential updates and all that kind of stuff. You're faking it all because you're simulating it. You're spending a lot of money on this, right? I mean, I made an example about this a long time ago, which is important to remember as well. Especially when they tried to blow off like a Bilderberg meeting or something like that back in the day. When the most powerful rich people in the world all meet in one place to do something, I guarantee you it's not to taste the strudel, all right? Bill Gates does not just willy-nilly go anywhere in the world for any reason. The dude's got agendas. He doesn't just go, I like to walk into random preschools and make sure kids are using computers. He doesn't give a fuck about that. Steve Jobs was the only guy that ever had a record like that. Nobody cares. He would go to a school district, meaning maybe if it's a big giant district that's worth, you know, $1 billion worth of computer and software sales, maybe he cares about that. But now, okay, so 9/11 finishes up. It's finished. Now the intelligence agency goes, oh my God, look at this simulation, because we're a good government agency. And they go and arrest every single one of the people at the simulation. They hold them in separate cells, maybe even separate locations. And they start an interrogation. They start the charges. They start potential sentencing, letting them know you're going to spend life in prison. As a matter of fact, two or three of you might be put to death. How do you want to roll this, man? You got kids, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what their life's going to be like, because all your money's gone, man. Your kid's going to be out in the fucking street. Because all your money's going to be used to pay for the cleanup of this mess. And so what kind of questions would you ask? Well, who does number two work for, right? Who do you work for? What's going on? And then without even asking them anything, you file a true blue FISA court application for NSA data. And you get it all. Every single communication they've ever done, every video chat they've ever done, everything. And you stitch together as much as you possibly can. And if you need more information to put these people away, then you go for your interrogation, which is time consuming and costs a lot of money. But you want to always arrest the person above that person, right? Who do you work for? When you bust a drug dealer, they don't give a crap about the customers that come and buy the drugs from that person. Yeah, maybe they'll scoop them up for whatever reason, fill up the for-profit prisons that we have all over the world. But they want the kingpin, and then they want that guy's kingpin, and they want the drug lord at the very top. That's how it works. And so you move up the chain. All right. Well, where are the arrests for Event 201? I mean, you can at least detain someone for questioning. No charges. I'm going to detain you for questioning. Why did you just happen to simulate this virus that's supposedly going around the world? And that's the fabric of the universe right now in 2020. It's unequivocally deep state. So, yeah, when some of us see the Paris protests, even though they're not necessarily going for Agenda 21 problems, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. At least there is the sign that humanity still exists. We love freedom. We love freedom. It's just part of humanity. Doesn't mean you don't work together with other people, but you do want your own space at some point. Even if you live with four or five other people, your little room, your little session in the bathroom, it's your little moment of freedom. You walk out to go to work in the morning, no one's following you. You like your freedom. Get in your car and you can drive wherever you want. Yeah, I think I'll go to get a hamburger today. No, I want a hot dog today. I don't want anything today. It's your choice. You're free. So back to the 5G surveillance. What did China also debut last year, which is today, I believe, mandatory? 2020 was the year that turns on mandatory. The social credit system. What is that? I have a whole episode on it if you're interested. It's in this season, I believe. It's based off of Black Mirror, for God's sakes. Because they knew what was coming. Those writers knew that this technology was coming. This is where you rat on your neighbors. And of course, there's some jerks out there that probably should get some, you know, scarlet letter treatment where it's like, this person's always lying, this person steals, this person cheats, you know, whatever, in whatever way cheating might happen. So maybe. But now imagine that your neighborhood is actually pretty cool. Everyone's pretty chill. All right. Well, someone's walking around taking all these, you know, statistics in, which are going to be completely automated within 6 months to a year. No problem. You don't need people walking around asking questions if someone's been a baddie. But let's say, well, let me share something with you about North Korea. One of the things that happens in North Korea is that every single day that you go to school, go to work, there's this ritual, which is part of the Kim family philosophy, that you are not to be as perfect as the Kim family. So in order to prove that, they have these rituals every single day, at least in the more modern Pyongyang areas, but supposedly it's all in the rural areas as well, where you have to get up every single day and say what you did wrong in the last 24 hours. It's so bad that no one seems to agree to turn it off. That's the thing. There's always some person in the room going, well, if you guys don't do it, I'm going to tell on you, and then I'll get a bunch of rewards and you guys get a bunch of penalties. One of which is going to these concentration camps for a fixed amount of time, if not forever. So one of the little secret things they do to get through this little thing is that they'll pair up outside the meeting. And someone will say, okay, so here's what I'll do. You say you did that. I'll say you did that. Or I'll accuse you of that. You accuse me of this, we'll both say we're sorry, and then the day can begin. And they make sure it's not something that's going to come with any penalties, because they know how the system works. They know people disappear there. So the Internet of Things, which is the sort of underlying platform lie of why you need 5G, because they need more register, you know, more IP addresses and blah, blah, blah. You don't need 5G to do that. But they want to know when your television's on, when your computer's on. They want to know everything your devices are doing. If you change a channel, they want to know. If you look up this website, they want to know. If you type the dirty word, they want to know. You're on the dark web? Well, they're going to know everything you're doing. Everything you do before it gets encrypted on some flimsy VPN. It was really funny. They just released a report from Apple that the previous operating system that was on every iPhone and iPad was breaking every single VPN that you tried to use. Haha. I got friends who think they're real secure at VPNs. Keep telling them, you're smoking dope, man. But when you're in a social credit system and your neighborhood's cool, no one's breaking any rules. Well, there's an off chance you won't have one dickhead in your neighborhood. But now what if somebody learns that if you turn someone in for a crime, there's a reward. Maybe it's just you get more social credits, thus more access to bullet trains and finer meals and privileges, right? Maybe your rent goes down. Who knows how they can incentivize you? All right, well, this has happened several times in history. The 900-year, three-part Inquisition was a big debut of this formula. People were so worried that they were going to get told on during the Inquisition, which basically meant you didn't believe that Jesus Christ was your savior because he was really real. So they had to spend 1,000 years pounding it literally into your head using mercenary troops for the Pope. The people would tell on people if they suspected that they were going to get told on first. So imagine you got Bob and Joe, right? Bob is just kind of a weird guy. Doesn't seem to be very happy, but he's actually minds his own business. He's just one of those kind of guys, kind of a grumpy, cantankerous guy. Doesn't hurt anyone, doesn't steal, works hard, does his thing. Maybe he doesn't like his own face, whatever. And Joe interprets that wrong and says, oh my God, that guy's looking at me funny again. He's going to tell on me. He's going to tell on me because I'm doing this one thing that no one knows. But he's going to tell on me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell on him first. And then Joe will get taken away. I mean, that Bob gets taken away, right? I got all my names messed up. So he gets taken away. Okay. Now Joe thinks he's totally cool until the next neighbor moves in. And that person wants privileges. So they tell on Joe and he gets taken away, right? So social credit system is going to collapse. Because the only way you're going to get more credits is to tell on someone at one point. Because all your low-hanging dissidents, they're going to get scooped up and killed. Organ harvested, they're gone. Then the good people will start getting schizophrenic and paranoid. And they're going to start just telling each other like crazy. It'll get to the point the system can't even operate. The guards will be tired of beating people senseless. They won't have any more energy to crack another skull. Maybe they start creating a meat grinder like Pink Floyd, The Wall. So you got 5G, which has the full spectrum capability of mind control. As long as your president is someone you trust and who actually has control over the government, which no president does. Okay. And the idea is that you could have people tap into this technology. I think I told you guys many years ago that I sat in my lounge with two guys that were in town to be trained on sort of upgrading the computer systems that control trains and subways. And they sat there, and two total nerds, man. It was great. We were kindred souls, man. But the dudes, I said, well, you know, how vulnerable is the current system? And they said, oh, it's wide open. I said, okay, well, what's that mean? I'm an engineer. Tell me. He goes, there's control boxes all along a particular railroad. And he goes, you can just open the box, put a laptop right into one of the plugs. If you have the right cable. And he said, they're all USB. And he goes, you can just start controlling the tracks, telling a train that it can go when it can't go. You know, it's going to have a head-on collision with another track. And so he goes, there's a huge push right now to get everything encrypted such that no one can do that. But he said it's going to take decades to do this without the military participating. Well, someone quickly developing the technology, because they can't have the train stop during an upgrade. It's going to have to be very quick. If you stop for a day to do 100 miles worth of track, well, how many millions of miles of track do you think we have on this planet? It's a lot. Maybe not a million, but it's tens of thousands of miles for sure. All right. So they put these high bandwidth 5G transmitters in your neighborhood. And our current thinking has been, well, only the military would use it, or, you know, some secret society might use it. And you're right. But the bigger problem is, you know, Herbie the nerd walks right into the system. Maybe he used to work for the communications companies and he's got some software he's not supposed to have that he duped off the laptop. And he wants to steal your stuff in your house. He wants to rape your wife, rape your husband, whatever. And he can do it. Maybe even he wants to be a sycophant Joker character And he just zaps the whole neighborhood and kills them. Just to create some chaos, just to see the world burn. Then what? One, is it ever going to get printed in the news that that's what happened? Well, you might hear so-and-so died in their home. Woman was raped. But you may not ever hear a whole neighborhood perished last night. A whole neighborhood got robbed last night. Maybe you hear that story. The 5G will never be allowed in the story. And you know, let me just put a little, I'll do two analogies here. When I started talking about aspartame, I asked you guys, what if I brought you in my kitchen and I had a container of Drano and your favorite beverage, not mine, but yours. And I make you watch this. I get a glass, your favorite glass. And I pour a little bit of Drano in the bottom. And then I pour your favorite beverage in. And I hand you the glass. And I say, here, drink this. And you're like, no. Well, why not? It's your favorite drink in your favorite glass. Because it has Drano in it, you moron. Oh, that's right. That's like drinking Diet Coke. Except it works a lot slower. Gives you cancer over time. By the time they open up your cancer-ridden body, it's formaldehyde and unmetabolized methyl ester, which is rubbing alcohol. You think you can sue Coca-Cola? Ha! Go try that one out and you'll have an epiphany. So if somebody gave you a raincoat, has a bunch of electronics in it, right? And there's a little label inside the coat that says, make sure that no drops of water go on the inside of the coat. Otherwise, you could die. Well, how many of you are going to wear that raincoat? None of you are going to wear that raincoat if you have a sound mind. Why? Because the very platform of the coat itself could kill you very easily. All right. So we're allowing an invisible technology. You won't even see these routers, man. I mean, when you finally figure out what they look like on your streetlights, you'll finally notice that lump. Remember, I was talking about the idea that, you know, birds will perch on these poles. And if it was just blatantly going to kill you, then those birds would be dead. And this would be a problem. They couldn't put up just a pure lethal technology up on a pole. So we'd have pigeons at the bottom of every pole or crows or whatever. That would be very evident. And so this high-low technology, creating this harmonic sympathy situation, which could be configured, to be a lethal signal. Hey, the birds are fine. Oh, maybe if we do the kill switch, you know, a bunch of birds, if they just happen to be up there at night, which they don't typically go up there at night, right? Maybe there'll be some birds on the bottom, but there's more dead bodies in homes anyway, so what do we care? Is there going to be a cleanup operation as it is? A friend of mine that I know very well told me that his buddies, who are big investors in communications companies, have essentially whispered to him. They said, the 5G is the extinction event. And he said they thought they were joking, and then no one laughed. And he's like, okay, I don't even really want to ask you the questions after that. So hopefully you have more information now. To review, 5G is three bandwidths, low, medium, and high. In the immediate future, low and medium are going out. Apparently, low and medium working together cannot create this harmonic sympathy situation. But the high and the low could utterly destroy you as a human being. Maybe not terminally stop your heart, but definitely could zombify you for whatever they have up their sleeve. DUIs, right? Imagine that. They hit you with a drunken state one and you're all of a sudden crashing your car. They're not going to come and give you a DUI test. They're just going to scrape you off the sidewalk and consider it mission accomplished, right? Remember, the cell phone companies spend no money on clinical testing at all. There's none in their budget. Well, it's because humanity doesn't perceive it as a threat. As soon as you put a drug in your mouth, you perceive that as a threat because you're putting it into your biology, and immediately you're going to see whether or not it's going to be cyanide or vitamin C. Okay. We need to upgrade our brains to understand that any technology on planet Earth, whether it be your television, your telephone, cell phone towers, your refrigerator, whatever it is, it needs to be certified to be safe for the human body if it emits anything. And just so you know, again, like I told you, your cell phone with a 5G chipset in it can create this harmonic frequency as long as it can talk the upper and lower bandwidth right inside your bedroom. It's not the tower doing it, it's your phone doing it. With the internet of all things, how do you think that all these things are going to communicate with the 5G tower? Every single thing you own is going to have a 5G chipset in it. Everything. So the kill switch, that could come from the tower, or the towers could never do it. Maybe it's just every appliance in your house kills you one day, or makes you docile, or whatever it does. And and here's the other thing that's just nuts, right? We have been sitting in an environment since 9/11, which is 19 years ago. And they've been telling us that, Russian hackers, Chinese hackers, other hackers can get into government systems. They could shut down power plants, water plants, whatever. Anything that's controlled by a computer. Crash a train, subway, whatever, right? You've been told that. You've even been shown propaganda videos of this actually occurring. All orchestrated by people trying to create fear. Okay. Someone hacks into a system and makes something go wrong. Every single device in your house has a 5G chip system in it. I mean, hell, my TV talks to the internet. Doesn't yours? But now everything, your toaster, your refrigerator, everything is talking to the internet of all things. Okay. So if we've got this technology that can do this high-low modulation, then an outside country could hack into a neighborhood and do all the things I just told you, and they're not even in your country. So, it's like storing propane tanks in every single corner of your house. Hey, if they get too hot, they explode. You wouldn't do that. You keep those things out back by the grill, right? You don't bring that shit inside the house. It can explode and kill you. Okay. Well, we have some standards in this world we've been following for a long time. But surrendering your household to 5G is coming. And they're going to make it a Jones Me thing, a keeping up appearances thing. Your neighbor, who's an idiot, is going to walk right into this. And, oh, man, they're going to brag about everything. Well, my TV's 5G. My refrigerator's. Don't you have a 5G this and 5G that? And what if you're married to someone who won't listen to any of this information, but you did? And so your spouse is like, honey, we got to have this. Honey, we got to have that. Dude, I mean, I don't want to be. He bought the jet ski. I had to buy the better jet ski, the camper, and I had to buy the camper. Consumerism algorithms drive this into your home if you're susceptible and weak-minded. So one of the things you might start doing if you're concerned about this is start to brief your family members on the hardcore facts of this whole thing. Harmonic sympathy is something you can look up. Project Bazaar, supposedly you can look it up. But this is absolute real life facts about the technology. Those of you who have ever considered the super expensive process of putting a Faraday cage in your house, I mean, that would be very, very expensive. But quite frankly, it would stop this from occurring, right? If you're going to be building a house, I swear, if I had the money to build a new house, I would embed in every single wall a copper mesh with cinder block interiors with sand in there. And I pour, maybe if I could, just put concrete right inside the cinder block. And then I build the stucco on the outside or whatever the hell I'm going to drywall my house with on the inside. And I got a buddy of mine with a house like this. He doesn't have a Faraday in his house, but boy, I told you once before, his house is bulletproof to RF waves. Unbelievable. So you might do something like that. It won't really stop you riding on the plane driven by a bunch of morons right into the ground. So you have this bulletproof house. Okay, well, your neighbors are dead. Your neighbors are all weird. The robot's coming. The military's coming. The police are coming. You know, that's why we want to keep our, especially our police officers and our military, super duper educated about all things that matter. Because they swore an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States and America, but they have to be the highest IQ people we can find. Because the higher your IQ, the more you recognize the value of freedom and sovereignty, of being people and not a person. In America, we've had a huge cultural update to what is actually possible. And some of you will not be on board with what I'm saying. Bear with me, please. When Hillary Clinton was running for president, we had, you know, lawyers and, you know, amazing, brilliant people coming into the smoke lounge, and they would either be one way or the other, but it was pretty much 80% was saying, well, she's going to win. And we used to say, well, why? They go, they would say, look, I hate her guts, but she's going to win. And we'd say, why? And he goes, well, because the system is fixed. They're going to throw the vote. It's just going to happen. You're just going to have to brace for it. And so we're sitting in the room going, but wait, what if this time around that doesn't happen? And a better person at least gets in there. Someone who fulfills their promises at least. I mean, I like his promises, but at least he fulfills them, right? And of course, the undeniable occurred. And what's really interesting is the folks that really threw down have not come back to the lounge. It's really funny. Maybe it's just serendipitous. And so what that did was, again, you don't have to like Trump to get on board with this analogy. The idea is you saw sort of the impossible occur. Who would have ever thought Hong Kong would have ever protested with over a million people in the street? I would have never thought that was possible. Even the protesters in Iran, very surprised to see that. And of course, they're probably all dying of coronavirus right now. The Paris protesters. It's not like I couldn't believe that Paris protesters would occur, but at the magnitude that they're occurring, it's phenomenal. Utterly phenomenal. Again, I'm not completely familiar with every single protest's platform, what they're looking for, what their demands are. So I can't, you know, generally say I totally support them or anything like that, but it shows that they're squeezing them out. But maybe they look at the algorithm like this. They may simply say, well, yeah, who cares? I go, what do you mean? Who cares? They're protesting. Aren't you worried? They're like, well, how many people are protesting? And I'd say, okay, well, you know, one person represents probably a lot more people that aren't, they're too afraid to protest. Yeah, whatever. Multiply it up however you want. The overwhelming majority of this world is docile, broke as a joke. Probably 2/3 of this world are in a state of poverty to an extent that they're malnutritioned so badly that they can't be concerned about 5G and upper end concepts like that, even though that might be their very demise. So like, yeah, we're fighting only 1/3 of the world, and you, what are you scraping out of the 1/3 that you think are, you know, the people that understand freedom? Maybe 5% if I really double your estimates. It's nothing. You can wipe that off the map. If anything, I'll hire the 2/3. I'll give them a ham sandwich for a week, and they'll take over the other third that you're talking about. Hence the invasion of Europe. Hence the invasion of America. Hence the invasion of Australia. Plenty of people who don't have an IQ to recognize that they're worshiping their own demise. But that's sadly a ton of people. But I can tell you that an idea is extremely powerful. So let's say this video gets watched 1,000 times in 1 week. And you guys get on board and you pass the information around. And one of you tells 2 people. And you stress how important it is to repeat the information. I think it's pretty easy to say, which is why I've kept this really generic. 5G has 3 bands. 2 bands are going out right away. Within 2 to 5 years, the 3rd band will come in, which is high. High and low work together to create altered states of thought in a human being. It was confirmed in 1967 by the DOD and Project Bazaar. Okay, you got it? You need to write it down. I'll send you a text if you need it. I'll send you a chat, whatever you need. And it starts to spread. If you think they can handle it, let them know about Agenda 21. Go to Rosa Corey's YouTube channel and get informed. Pass that around. I mean, again, I don't know if she would hate me saying this or not, but she is the last demographic on planet Earth that would ever support the president of the United States, who's a Republican. She's a libertarian lesbian who lives in Sonoma County, California. At least she used to. I assume she still lives there. But that's just two demographics that would not like Donald Trump, typically. And she's like, this dude's the only one fighting the cabal and maybe his administration. But he supports 5G out of pure ignorance. There are stupid rumors out there that were passed around about a year and a half ago. And I want to dismiss this completely. Completely. That somehow, okay, the military in the United States of America rebaked the 5G package such that it will be no harm to human beings. Oh, really? Did you rebuild the human body, the human genome, so that there's no diabetes and there's no leukemia and there's no other things, ADHD, ADD, brain issues? No. That's a bold-faced lie to smuggle this crap in. So be very careful. We do not need a platform that can control mankind being installed globally. Maybe too late because we've been too complicit or too passive towards corruption. I don't know how many people you would have to arrest or what kind of laws you'd have to pass to protect us from this kind of stuff. You know, forcing a communications company to go through a clinical trial might be the first step as an executive order, then a law, or vice versa, or whatever. But it needs to occur. So anyway, get out there and pass that information around, because that's some bulletproof stuff that you don't have to be a tinfoil hat person to enjoy. I will put a link in the description below of the guy that will reinforce this for you. He's an extremely brilliant guy, major Tesla enthusiast. Never met him myself, but he's respected by some of the most brilliant people I know. So go take a look and then start looking up stuff. Prove it to yourself and then get to it. Pass these videos around too, man. I mean, I'm making this video primarily, one, because I wanted to update my own brain power. But if I were to get my phone out right now and scroll through the amount of text messages of people asking me if 5G is bad, I probably have at least six in the last 2 weeks. So now I'm going to start passing them this video instead. If you have not been to deepthoughtsradio.com, please go. I could say all the links are in the description below, but they're not. The feeds for video are YouTube, BitChute, and Brighteon, whatever. Brighteon, ugh. If you like podcasts, it's all up there. I'm all caught up. I've been caught up for quite a while with the podcast. I've kind of refined my pipeline a little bit, so they shouldn't be delayed as badly as they have been in the past. Social media is a locked Facebook group. I am on Twitter, but we also have minds.com and gab.com. Both those last two are First Amendment protected copies of Facebook. I like Minds a little bit better than Gab, but both of them are pretty decent. There's a couple ways to donate to the channel, which is PayPal and Patreon. Patreon gets you in the credits forever, 20% discount on the store, and you get the episodes usually before everybody else, unless they're like special reports, which I feel need to go out immediately. Season one is not on this channel as a public feed. If you have old links to season one, they still work, but that's off on a different channel, all remastered, audio balanced, and all that good stuff. So get over there and take a look. But until next episode, take care of yourself and someone else, and I will see you in the next Deep Thoughts. Over now.